right. Hello, everyone. This is Blake. With me, Pastor Ryan. We are continuing our journey through the Second London Baptist Confession of Faith. Today, we are in chapter 6 of the fall of man, of sin, and of the punishment thereof. So, Pastor Ryan, what would you like to highlight in regards to this chapter, chapter 6?
Well, brother, I think as is the case with many of these chapters, we saw this last week, the first paragraph gives us an overarching definition or description of the doctrine that's taught. And I think it's important as you look at that first paragraph to say that God created the first human beings, Adam and Eve, in a state of moral uprightness. They were not sinful. They did not have a sin nature. And that God gave them, specifically Adam, our first father, a righteous law, which, had he kept it, the confession says, would have been unto life. And I think what we need to understand here is, even though that it's not used, what the concept is a covenant of works, that God's moral law written on Adam's heart, had he kept it, would have entered Adam and all of humanity into glory. And of course, it's only Christ who enters us into glory now. And so I think when you read the confession, there are concepts even sometimes that are present that are not literally mentioned. But this paragraph speaks to how we fell in Adam into sin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, as you think about this chapter, what are some things that jump out at you?
Yeah, in paragraph 3, it just highlights that we are children of wrath. And then it says we're also the servants of sin. So whom do we serve by nature? Well, we serve sin.
Yeah.
We don't serve God. We don't serve him out of any goodness in our hearts, because our hearts are wholly corrupted. That's another thing that this chapter highlights. It says in paragraph 2 that we are wholly defiled in all the faculties and parts of soul and body. And you may have heard that phrase, total depravity. This is total depravity. It's wholly defiled in all the faculties and parts of soul. So think, we are not just rebelling against God with our minds. We do it with our affections. We're not just rebelling in our affections. Our very will is also sinful. So all of us,
Every part.
We are totally depraved, totally sinful.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. No, I think that's important to point out. I mean, as we kind of look through this section, I think we need to see in number 4, it says, from this original corruption, whereby we are utterly indisposed, disabled, and made opposite to all good, and wholly inclined to all evil, do proceed all actual transgressions. We sin because we're sinners, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we don't become sinners the moment that we commit our first sin, you know, a few months into life. No, we are born sharing in and guilty for this corruption that Adam has brought into the human race. But notice in paragraph 5 that this corruption remains in this life, even in believers, even though it's pardoned and it's mortified or put to death, yet the motions of it still remain. And that's an important thing. You know, we saw that in 1 Peter chapter 2 last week, that we still have to wrestle with sin even as believers. And that's an important contribution, I think, of this chapter. So as you think about statements of faith, why are there 5 paragraphs about sin? Well, because there's a lot to say about it, because in understanding it, it sets us up for the next few chapters on how we're freed from it in Christ.
Yeah. Yep. All right, good stuff. Well, thanks for sharing. And Lord willing, see you guys again next week.